Come on, kitty. Cats belong outside at night. You can join your pals on the fence. Hey, try to keep it down tonight, will you, fellas?
Who invited him anyway? She.
You and your secret fishing hole. It's so secret, even the fish don't know about it. I haven't had a nibble all day.
That's funny. I almost got my limit, and we're using the same bait.
Yeah, well, my worm mustn't be trying. And maybe if you kept your mouth shut, the fish might bite.
And maybe if the fish kept their mouth shut, they wouldn't be here.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh, I think I finally got a bite.
Wowee! Reel him in, Fred! Good work. Now all you gotta do is climb up the pole and choke him to death.
I'm gonna choke you in a minute, wise guy.
You hooked a big one, Fred. Oh, hold on. Oh, he must have gone for that little fish you caught. Hey, reel him in gently. No, don't yank him. Easy now. Steady. Be calm.
Look, I don't tell you how to catch minnows, so don't you tell me how to land a big one, okay?
Okay, Fred. Attaboy, Fred. Hold it. Hold it while I gaff him.
Yeah!
Sorry, Fred. I goofed when I should have gaffed.
Use the net, you meathead! No!
Hey, boy. Hold him down, Fred. I got the net. Uh-oh. You got that angry look on your face, Fred. Are you sore?
No, Barney. I always look like this just before I kill someone.
All right, Fred. We gotta have a picture of your biggest catch ever. Give me a heroic pose, will you?
How's this?
No smile, Fred. This is a take. Quiet on the set. Roll 'em.
Hey, somebody stole my fish!
There he goes, Fred. Look! It's a baby kitten.
Come back with my fish, you horse thief! Once in my life, I catch a big fish and some alley cat has to swipe it from me. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Gotcha now. You better drop that fish if you don't want to wind up in a tennis racket. I got you cornered now. So you scared. You're trapped. Gotcha. Give me that fish, you little crook. What's the matter? Don't anybody ever feed you? Barney, save me. Think of something.
I'm thinking, Fred. I'm thinking.
Oh, help. I'm a goner, Barney. Say goodbye to Wilma and Pebbles for me. Tell them I went down fighting.
Gosh, Fred, that was close. You could have been killed, or worse.
What happened?
Well, that little kitty cat, he saved your life, Fred. He nipped that bear, but good.
Thanks, kitty. I wonder what he's doing out here all alone.
Oh, he must be lost. No wonder he swiped your fish. Hey, he looks half starved.
Yeah, cute little fella, isn't he, Bun? Hey, oh, cut it out, Jimmy. Cut it out.
Come here. Come here there, Uncle Fred.
I think he likes you, Fred. It must be a father image or something.
Looks like I lost a fish but gained a pal.
Hey, I wonder if he likes neighbors. Coochie-coochie-coo. Hey, he's a cutie, Fred. Hey, you gonna keep him?
Yeah, why not? Pebbles would love a new pet.
How's little Bam Bam, Betty? Did you find a playpen that will hold him?
I think this one might do it, Wilma. It's solid marble. Bam Bam kept crashing through the others. He doesn't realize his own strength.
Bam! 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 Bam!
See what I mean?
I sure do. Say, shouldn't Fred and Barney be home from their fishing trip by now?
Oh, you know how it is. They probably were held up at the fish market on the way home.
Yeah, they hate to come home empty-handed.
Cuckoo, Bam Bam, cuck-cuck-cuck.
Oh, good heavens! Bam Bam's broken loose again.
Look, he's with the mailman.
Coochie-coo.
Oh, don't do that, please.
My, what a strong little grip you have.
Bam, 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 bam.
Oh, boy. I wonder what they're putting in kids' cereals these days.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Mailman. Are you all right?
Yeah, I think so. That's a mighty healthy boy you have there. What's his name?
We call him Bam Bam.
Bam Bam. That figures.
I've got to watch him every minute.
Hiya, Wilma. Betty.
Greetings, girls.
I brought home a surprise for you, Wilma.
Yeah, it's soft and warm and furry.
Oh, Fred. A new Minkasaurus doll?
Not quite. Really, the surprise is for Pebbles. Set it down a minute and I'll show you. There you are, sweetie. Your own little kitty cat.
Oh, Fred, what a darling little pet. Oh, she loves him. I just hope he can adjust to you-know-who.
Yeah, that's right, Fred. What about Dino? He might be jealous.
Look, my Dino hasn't a jealous bone in his body.
That's right. He just plain hates cats.
Okay, I'll go get Dino and prove it to you wise guys.
Uh-oh. I'd better get Pebbles out of the line of fire.
Come on, Dino. I want you to meet your new pal.
Better cover the baby's eyes, buddy. This he shouldn't see. It's gonna be awful.
My Dino has always taken a peaceful view of dog-cat relationships. Dino, meet our new cat and your new buddy.
Huh?
What did I tell you? No problem at all.
Huh? Isn't it marvelous how well they get along?
Like two peas in a pod.
Uh-oh!
You were right, Fred. They're crazy about each other.
All right. So there is a slight clash of personalities.
Slight clash? Looks more like a head-on collision to me.
I have a feeling this just isn't going to work out.
How about that? They sent another boulder into orbit. Dino, I told you to quit chasing the cat in the house. Down, boy, down. Oh, boy. I'm going to have to send him to obedience school.
weeks now since you found that cat, Fred. Isn't he getting rather large?
Well, naturally. He was just a kitten when I found him. Look how Pebbles loves him. They are inseparable buddies. Even Dino has learned to get along with him since he's grown some.
Well, I just hope he stopped growing. He eats like a lion as it is.
Eats like a lion? Oh, boy. Wilma, I told you a million times. Don't exaggerate.
Fred, you've had 6 months to teach Dino not to chase that cat.
Huh? What'd you say, Wilma? Dino, you chasing that cat again? Well, anyway, I'm glad to see that now the cat's able to take care of himself.
Fred?
Huh?
Will you please put the cat out?
Oh, okay, Wilma, I'll get him. Come on, kitty. Cats belong outside at night. You can join your pals on the fence. Hey, try to keep him down tonight, will you, fellas?
Who invited him anyway? Sheesh.
Good day, sir. I represent the Rockopedia Britannica Company. And I. Help! Help!
Fred Flintstone, that lion has got to go.
What lion?
You know very well what lion. It's about time you faced facts.
I told you, Wilma, he's just a little old alley cat I found.
Well, that little old alley cat is eating us out of house and home. All I have to do is mention the word food, and he's...
Now look what you did. You shouldn't have said that word.
Well, Fred?
So he likes to nibble during commercials. Who don't?
He's got to go while we still have food to... Uh-oh, I said that word again.
Oh, boy, there's nothing worse than teasing a dumb animal.
I'm sorry, but the mess hall is closed.
Nice work, Wilma. Now you hurt his feelings. What are you trying to do? Give him a trauma or something? Why don't you go play somewhere, pal? Mama and I would like to talk. Okay, Wilma, let's settle this once and for all. So I admit he may have a trace of lion blood in him. But I never knew I was married to a lion hater. Why, Wilma, why?
Oh, don't be silly, Fred. I think he's the sweetest lion I ever met. But it's unfair to him as well as to us. He belongs in a zoo with other lions his own age.
In a zoo? Why not just send him to Rockatraz prison?
Are you, Fred? Wilma? How's things in the happiest kingdom of them all?
Oh, hello.
Hey, hiya, kitty cat. Hey, Fred, have you seen the trick me and your kitty worked out? Watch this, it'll kill you. We might even make the Ed Shaleman show with this bit. Hey, ain't that a ripper, Fred?
What's the matter with you, Barney? You darn near scared Wilma to death.
Oh, sorry, Wilma. We were just kidding.
It's not Barney's fault, Fred. We just can't go on like this. A home is no place for a lion.
Yeah, I hate to admit it, but I guess you're right, Wilma. He's got to go. But let me do it my own way, dear, will you? Maybe I can find a nice home for him someplace.
Of course, Fred. I understand.
You mean this ain't no kitty cat?
That's right, Barn. He's a lion, and
We gotta get rid of him. You mean I've been putting my head in a real lion's mouth? I could have got killed. Hey, how about the circus, Fred? He should fit in there.
Nothing doing. No lion of mine is going into show business. Too many heartbreaks. Nope. I'm taking him back where he belongs. To the wide open spaces where the deer and the buffalo and the lions play.
Gosh, Fred, this is really far out. He'll never get back.
That's what I figured, Bond. Well, old pal, this is it. You've been just great, so take care of yourself. This is where you belong, free. I'll always remember you. Goodbye, forever.
Well, that's strike one, Fred. What's the next pitch?
I had a backup plan just in case. It's kind of sneaky, but I have no choice. Here, boy. Want a steak? Fetch! Let's go, Bonnie, before he gets back.
Hey, nice try, Fred, but strike two. Hey, how about that old hide-and-seek routine, huh?
Not a bad idea, Bon. Maybe you are good for something besides wisecracks. Ahem. Lion. Old boy. How about a friendly game of hide-and-seek? You cover your eyes, count to 10, and then try to find me. Oh, I hope I can still stand myself after this.
You still counting, Fred? Let's get.
Well, that's the end of him.
Almost, Fred, but not quite hardly.
Oh, boy.
Yes, this is the Bedrock Lions Club. Are you kidding? What are you, some kind of a goof?
Boy, some Lions Club don't even want a real lion.
I don't know, Fred. I don't think it'll work.
Just be quiet, will you? And let those who can do the thinking. What pet shop owner would turn down a poor, deserted animal at his door? Someday that lion will thank me for this. Maybe some rich millionaire will buy him and give him a happy home. Thanks for the help, Barney. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, right, Fred.
Well, it's all over. He's gone for good. Oh, hiya, Wilma. I got rid of the lion.
Uh-huh.
He's gone forever.
He is, huh?
Never again will I feel his friendly paw on my shoulder. It's him!
Well, it isn't Yogi Bear.
There's only one choice left. I hate to say it, but it's the zoo for him. Oh, poor kitty. He's really taking it hard. Well, there's one guy who'll be glad to see the lion go. Oh, well, guess I better call the zoo to come and pick him up.
I'm sorry, Fred.
I know, Wilma. But it's the best thing for all of us. And him, too.
Hello? City Zoo. Mortar speaking. Uh-huh. A lion, eh? A lion? Loose? This is an emergency. Just remain calm. Keep the doors locked. Don't excite him. Don't panic. We'll be right over. All right, men, fan out and surround the house. We'll try to take him alive.
What's all the commotion?
It's the guys from the zoo with a bunch of guns and stuff. They got the place surrounded.
That That's ridiculous. Our lion's as harmless as a kitten.
Yeah, I'll go tell him. Oh, they're scaring him out of his wits.
Get set, men. That lion may be coming out the front door. Don't wait till you see the whites of his eyes. Just blast him.
Who's in charge here, anyway?
Fire!
Uh-oh! Yow! Help, Wilma!
Fred, what happened?
They're out of their rock-picking heads!
Hello in there. This is the head curator speaking. Okay, lion, come out with your paws up. We're giving you 10 seconds.
10 seconds? What's the matter with those guys anyway?
They've been watching too many TV shows.
Time's up. Okay, men, we'll use plan B. Bring out Edie.
This plan hasn't failed us yet, eh, Chief?
Now what's going on?
Hey, they brought out a girl lion. And it isn't even spring.
We got him. Take him away. You're a brave man handling that lion, mister.
Brave? Oh, yeah, brave. Well,
Fred.
Will he be treated okay at the zoo?
When can we visit him?
Oh, don't worry. He'll be treated like a king. I wish I had it so good. Steaks every meal, and you can visit any day. We're always open. Well, so long, folks.
Come on, Wilma, let's say goodbye.
I hope our lion will be happy.
Well, he sure got a good start. Goodbye, old buddy. Hey, don't you want to say goodbye?
Huh?
We'll visit you every Sunday. We'll bring you goodies and...
Fred, I think they'd rather be left alone.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Hey, Wilma.
Yes, Barney?
Any more of that cool grape juice left?
Woo-woo-gay-goo.
Goo-goo-gay-goo.
Coming up, Barney. Kitties first. It's your bid, Fred. Fred?
Huh? Oh, sorry, Wilma. I was just thinking about our lion. Wonder how he's been all these months.
You'd better think about your cards. Come on, Fred. What are you bidding?
Well, yeah, why keep us up in the air? Huh?
Don't worry, Barney. It's just Bam Bam clearing the way for Pebbles to crawl through.
The little character has a pretty strong character.
Will you please bid, Fred?
Okay, Betty.
Hey, someone's at the door, Fred.
I'll get it. Yeah? What is it?
Yuck!
One, two, three, four. Sheep. Oh, boy, I knew we shouldn't have missed visiting them.
Oh, aren't they darling?
What a lovely family. Aren't they sweet?
Hey, what are you going to do now, Fred?
How about suicide?
Oh, Fred, just call the zoo. In the morning, of course.
I got a feeling it's going to be a long night.